counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
Hey, this is Bill Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Well, a new week and a new number one. Finally, Black Mountain unseated. I shouldn't say
you
finally.
Did you say that? I didn't like the way that you said that.
Yeah, it shouldn't be finally. I was just
You're excited about it.
Yes, yeah. It was that is it. I'm excited. It's the Earshot.
They have been number one for quite some time. They're still sticking around, but who knows where? You'll know soon.
Well,
I know now.
You do, because you get a sheet in front of this.
Lots of people could know now.
It's the Earshot 20. We're about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Check out the website. Brian's going to let you know what you'll find in addition to the charts.
Just go and check it out again, once again, and as always, earshot-online.com, or just plug Earshot into whichever search engine
Google,
you choose use.
Bing.
And it will
Bing
be one of
thing?
The I don't know, maybe. Oh. I think so. And you'll find the entire national top 50 there this week for the week ending Tuesday, May 24th, 2016. That is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every week by the National Campus and Community Radio Association and its many fine members who make up the top 50. You can also find top 30 charts for usually over 30 campus and community radio stations every single week, as well as specialty charts both nationally and regionally for electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud folk, roots, and blues. There's monthly and yearly countdowns, interviews, reviews, and lots more, so go and check it out. There's a couple of new reviews and interviews in there for bands that are on the charts, including Plants and Animals, who we'll hear from later today.
Great. And you can get in touch with us a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you. And we will do it by playing something from your latest release and giving you an interview. In this next 2 hours of the program, we are going to count down the top 20 albums, as I said, charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We also have Stephen with us for some music news, chatting in this hour about the sad announcement coming out about Gord Downie. You'll hear a little bit more about that later on in the music news. We also are catching up with our number 13 this week, chatting with Justin from Walrus. I realize that it's been 2 years since we've talked to them. Mm-hmm. We talked to them back in 2014.
And since their last EP.
Yeah, exactly.
And they have a new EP out that you might have heard debuted, I believe, last week. It was on the charts, at least last week.
Yeah, maybe it was one of my calls. I don't know.
It was not. some sad news for you about that
sad
later, Anthony.
Sad news. Oh, no.
They were at number 37 last week. It's called Goodbye Something. So, as Anthony mentioned, you'll hear from them soon. And we'll be playing them this week and hopefully for a couple weeks to come.
Yeah, so they've hopped onto the charts. Means we've said goodbye to some. Obviously, there's been some movement. Some albums dropping off of the top 20.
Yeah, for sure. As we mentioned, it is our first new number one for 7 weeks, but lots of other things happening until we get to that point with 4 new or returning albums to our charts. That means for at least the time being, we say goodbye this week for a couple of records. Winter Sleep, number 14 to number 21 was The Great Detachment. From number 20 to number 22 was Doom Squad, Total Time. So those two albums just barely squeaking out of our program this week. M83 from 15 to 27 and Graze was in our show for the first time at number 19 last week. And this week it does not appear on the national top 50. And then beyond that, we also have 8 debuts to tell you about in about an hour's time. And we'll let you know how well Anthony's picks fared last week.
It wasn't good, was it? I feel like you've already set me up for failure. All right, well, let's...
Was he 100% or was he 0%? Only time will tell.
I picked 2, though.
Yes, you did.
So I could be 50%.
Oh, yes, I suppose that is an option.
We already know where this is going. All right, let's start at number 20. We'll make our way up from there.
Laura Sauvage still in the show here, kicking us off this week from 10 to number 20 is the album Extraordinormal. You're going to hear a track called Rubber Skin. Nap Eyes as well, sticking strong in the show at 19. 16 the week before, Thought Rocket Fish Scale and You've Changed Records. And should also mention, we'll hear a little more about this later, lots of bands on the charts this week playing Savvy Fest, and Steven will give you a full rundown on that, and that includes Nap Eyes. And then Hooded Fang from 6 to 18, their latest record called Venus on Edge. You'll hear Impressions.
All right, here's your number 20 this week, Laura Sauvage and Rubber Skin. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Crush. determination that it's sick. I'd like to go the places they don't know how to get to, but I can't remember the trick. So I wait around and venomously crown myself serpent king of my sins. But if I go down, I'm not taking you with me. It's only myself in the end. Target to drop. And when it comes down, old man Moonraker Blazer, it's gonna be my name up on top. But what a dream, I look down for my friends in my town, only to find them all gone. I looked myself in the mirror and wondered, where could my dream have gone wrong?
Number 18.
That was Impressions by Hooded Fang. Their newest album on Daps Records is called Venus on Edge, and it drops from 6 to 18. Just a couple of spots down from 16 to 19 is Nap Eyes. They've been on the show for several weeks in a row, and all over the charts is Thought Rock Fish Scale. You heard Stargazer and Laura Sauvage with Rubber Skin kicking off our show this week. At number 20, down from 10, is the record Extra Ordinormal.
Exclaim Magazine is your source for music news across the country, and we give you a snapshot each week right here on the show of what's making headlines. It's delivered to us by senior editor Stephen Karlick, who is on the line with us right now. Stephen, another week of music news to talk about.
It never stops.
It doesn't. Just like you, I know that you work day and night diligently to bring us the top stories.
I do.
It is true. And we're going to kick it off with something that I know has probably come as a shock to many, as we found out some sad news about the tragically hips Gord Downie.
Yeah, this was a really brutal wake-up call. Most of the country woke up to find that the tragically hips 52-year-old frontman Gord Downie revealed that he's been diagnosed with terminal brain cancer. The news is broken via a message from the band on their website, in which they disclosed that Downie received the medical news back in December and has been, quote, fighting hard since. Despite the difficult situation, the band will tour once again. The Hip will bring their music to live stages across Canada this summer, and they did announce on Tuesday that details would be forthcoming. They said, quote, we're going to dig deep and try to make this our best tour yet. You can read the full message from the Tragically Hip at exclaim.ca. Poignant, tough letter to read from the band and Gord Downie. The next day, they did announce that tour that they were talking about. The Canadian tour will begin in Victoria, British Columbia on July 22nd, and will take the band across most of the country for around a month, wrapping up in their native Kingston, Ontario, with a performance on August 20th. Unfortunately, no dates yet for the Atlantic provinces, but who knows what's forthcoming. Those dates right now are in Victoria, Vancouver, Edmonton, Calgary, Winnipeg, London, Toronto, Hamilton, Ottawa, and of course, their hometown of Kingston. Very sad news. This sounds like the last tour that they'll do, so if you are a Hip fan, make sure to get out there and see them.
I'm sure there's some mixed feelings about the release and the tour, but I think that, and you just hit it on the head there, if there's any solace that can be taken in this, it's the fact that you have a chance to catch the Hip, and specifically Gord Downie again one last time at those tour dates. So if you want to check it out, get to a Hip concert near you.
Yes.
All right, we will change gears here and round out the music news with an album announcement. This one will be sure to please fans of Dinosaur Jr.
Yes, indeed. They've recently been commemorating their career with box sets and indeed dolls in recent years. You can see that at exclaim.ca. But fans holding out for some new music from Dinosaur Jr. are about to be in luck. The band have announced a new LP titled Give a Glimpse of What You're Not, and it's set to arrive on August 5th through Jag Jaguar. The album will mark the follow-up studio full-length to 2012's I Bet on Sky, and will bring Jay Maskus, Lou Barlow, and Murph together once again after a string of solo projects. The new record was announced via a video message from Henry Rollins, who delivered the good news in a room full of records. According to him, the new record is, quote, fantastic. So there's that. The band has now released a single called Tiny, and you can see the whole album's track listing at exclaim.ca, as well as a number of tour dates. Only a few dates in Canada have been announced so far, just a Vancouver date, but we got our fingers crossed for more.
All right, thanks, Stephen. Back to the charts now. We'll chat with you in the second hour of the program for some more music news. Right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Shotgun Jimmy. Field of Trampolines is his latest from 12 to 17. You're going to hear a track called Love Letter and White Lung. Anthony named them as a pick to make it into the charts a couple of weeks back. They debuted at 47 and then only went up to 42, but now they climb all the way to number 16. You're going to hear a track from their new record, Paradise, called Sister.
I'm going to take that as a win because I feel like I didn't get any from last week.
No, it's a good one.
It was probably a safe call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's Shotgun Jimmy. You're number 17 this week. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Love letter to my brothers. Together, our love lives forever. Dirty old hotel, dirty old motel.
old hot tub, dirty all around. Nature in the morning, nature in the afternoon, the city in the evening, a bunch of guys just being goofs. I didn't want to fail ya, you took me to Australia, and everyone got sick. We went down to Florida and everyone adored ya. It was so romantic, romantic. Your mothers and your fathers are some of the finest parents of the province. It's not surprising that they would raise young lions. Everyone agrees that you've grown from young leaves. Love letter to my brothers. Together our love lives forever. Dirty old hotel, dirty old motel, dirty old town, dirty old nightclub, dirty old hot tub, dirty old town, dirty old sports bar, dirty old guitar, dirty old town, dirty old six string, dirty old everything, dirty all around.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 16.
Yeah.
the Earshot 20.
That was Sister by White Lung. Their latest record is called Paradise, and on its third week within the national top 50, it cracks our show at number 16, climbing several spots from number 42. And Love Letter by Shotgun Jimmy, his newest, is called Field of Dreams. It's at 17, down just five spots from 12.
There you go. We have more of the charts on the way, and coming up in just a few minutes, my chat with Justin from Walrus, talking about the new EP that they have out, and he has hinted at a forthcoming LP as well, which some of these songs might make it onto. But first, we're going to let you know what's coming in at 15 and 14, respectively.
Speaking of great new EPs, we also have a new one. It's been on the charts for a couple of weeks now. It is by Solids, and it's called Else. It drops from 11 to 15, and you'll hear Blank Stare, and then Helen Bach, the lead track from Lab Coast's newest album, Remember the Moon, from number 9 to number 14.
Yeah.
Earshot 20, number 14.
At 14, down from 9, that was Lab Coast, their newest album, Remember the Moon, in at that spot with a track called Helen Bach. And Blank Stare by Solids, their new EP is called Else. It falls from 11 to 15.
Four-piece Halifax-based psych pop group Walrus released Goodbye Something back in April, and its recent surgence on the charts has it grabbing the 13th spot this week. Justin Murphy is on vocals, guitar, and synths for the band and caught up with us for a quick chat. Justin, great to catch up again.
Yeah, nice to hear from you.
Last time we chatted was back in 2014. You guys had just released Glam Returns. Fast forward now to 2016, a new EP released is Goodbye Something. What was happening with the band in between those two releases?
Playing a lot. We'd been sitting on songs for a long time, I guess. That's why it's so nice to have something out, like this EP. We recorded these songs a long time ago, minus two of them. Like the first two songs, we did them in two separate batches or sessions, I guess. So, yeah, a lot of touring, a lot of shows in between, but not as much recording and releasing as we want to be doing. But it's nice to have something out now.
Yeah, and so now we have Goodbye Something, a great release. Was there a particular direction you guys were hoping to take this release in terms of the sound of the music on the album?
Not sure if there was so much like a conscience, like sound or style we were going for, because all these songs were, they're all part of an LP that we had been recording, and then it turned out that it just seemed like an EP worked its way out first, so we were like, okay, let's just do another 4-song EP for now and then sit on the full length for a little while longer. So it's not as much as a 4-song themed or an idea that we were working for, because they're all part of a 9-song LP that we're kind of, a couple of them are poached away from. So,
and one of the tracks from the album, Wearing It, has a pretty cool music video to go along with it. Where did the idea come from for that video?
That was all the director and the guy who filmed it, Jeff. Jeff's kind of got his own niche with the psychedelic video effects and like a lot of green screen stuff. So we didn't really have a concrete idea, but we knew that we liked everything that Jeff had done before. So we were like, hey, if you have an idea and you want to do something with us, because like we approached him about doing the video, but he said, you know, he's got some ideas and things that he wanted to play around with, like the green slime where he poured it on my face. And all, there was all these like green screen cutouts and stuff. So to us, it was weird. Not, you had no idea what it was actually going to look like until you saw it, because it was mostly just us standing in front of green stuff, but happy the way it turned out.
Yeah, it looks really cool. And you mentioned previously that you've been playing a lot, and you had a chance to play some of the songs from the new EP for those who attended Paddle Fest in St. Andrews over the May long weekend in New Brunswick. Do you have some other shows lined up for the summer that'll take you through through the summer?
Yeah, we have a lot of shows coming up in the next month or two. Playing Sackville this coming weekend at Thunder and Lightning. Playing Fishbones in Charlottetown, then we're going for North By, and I think we're going to turn that into a week or two trip, playing our first show in Halifax in like since December, I think, on June 4th, so that'll be fun to finally play on home soil again. But we're definitely all over the place the entire summer. That's going to be busy.
You can find the EP on the Bandcamp page, walrustheband.bandcamp.com. Justin, great to catch up, and congrats on another great release.
Thanks a lot, man. Nice to hear from you.
Here is Walrus and a track from Goodbye Something right now at number 13 this week. Stick around, more of the charts after this. It's the Earshot 20.
Oh, You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
We'll be right back.
Earshot 20. Number 11.
By your house the other night. There was no moon in the sky, no stars to light my way, just street lamps. When I was taking the path by the park, I saw a man on the edge of darkness. To me without moving his lips, I'm going to show you the cataclysm that is to come for each man in time. I said, not me. We'll be right back.
Earshot 20.
That was a double dose of the Zorgs from their new album Chew On It. It's back into the show here at 11 up from 24. You heard Prophecies and Money Penny. Kay Trinata at number 12 up from 18. His debut new record 99.9% and track Uno. And we heard from Wallace in there. They have a brand new EP called Goodbye Something. It's into our show for the first time, up from 37 to 13. You heard Free Again.
Track Uno is cleverly titled because it is the first track.
Wow.
I don't know if you know, but Uno is number one.
I just and thought also, it was a great card game.
I was going to say an incredible card game. Have you played it recently?
Not particularly recently.
Let's play a game next week on the air. All right, we are going to take a quick break because we have the top 10 coming your way. Of course, if you're listening, just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20. Brian and I counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Check out the website. You can also find us online at earshot20@gmail.com, facebook.com/earshot20, and our handle on Twitter at earshot20. Find the program at radio4all.net, or you can podcast the show on iTunes, and you can catch us on 25 radio partners, campus, community, and online. And you can catch the program first every week, Fridays, 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, out of St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Stick around. We've got more on the way after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.